Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Would you agree that the economy is exacerbating domestic abuse in Wisconsin and in America?
Well, local programs and national programs are reporting that they're seeing an upturn. I think it's important when you look at the expert opinions from folks that they're noting that the economy doesn't cause people to be abusive, but it can exacerbate the situation in the home, and it can create less options for victims, because as the economy tightens up and as the situation financially in people's homes become a little more desperate, victims can have less options to turn to in leaving that abusive relationship.
And as you mentioned, it's important to point out that economic turmoil itself doesn't drive abusers to violence, but if things are already tense, money situations can make things in a household much dicier than they might be otherwise, and perhaps if it's not causing more problems, it's perhaps pushing some bad problems all over the edge.
Well, and it also may be a situation in which that victim may have fewer resources to turn to. For instance, she may not have the option of moving in with a family member or a friend because economically that's not feasible. So that's what's being reported as sort of increasing the danger for victims here in the state of Wisconsin.
I guess that's important to point out, because the women, usually it's women, have no place to go if times are tough, if there's not enough money coming in to make them independent.
Well, the network of providers here in the state of Wisconsin have traditionally worked very, very hard, the shelters, the domestic violence organizations, to provide all of the services that they can to support victims of domestic violence.
What happens when an agency has to turn a request for help down?
Most domestic violence agencies do not have policies where they turn victims away. The situation with shelters can be challenging, however, because there can be a limited number of beds.
Now, if agencies and shelters in particular need more money to help, the problem is there aren't the funds available right now to accommodate the greater demand.
Well, we are holding the line on the funding that we provide to domestic violence agencies. We feel that it's incredibly important here at the Department of Children and Families to keep families safe, and we provide $9.3 million in funding to domestic violence programs in every county and every tribal area in the state.
How does Wisconsin compare to most of the rest of the country?
I think traditionally Wisconsin has funded domestic violence programs well. We have quite an array of services, and we have some wonderful providers both around legal services, shelter, etc., here in the state.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.